Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All good things. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I am very excited about this week's show because my very special guest interview is with a new friend of mine, a very sharp entrepreneur. She's the nation's leading expert on marketing a business using Pinterest. Let me tell you a little bit about my very special guest, Laura Wage. Laura is an author, speaker, and online entrepreneur who spent more than a decade working in corporate America in the technologies field. In 2009, she leveraged her extensive business background to make the leap from employee to entrepreneur. Her background and love for technology led her straight into the world of internet marketing, where she quickly found success as an online entrepreneur, and she has traveled the globe training thousands of internet marketers through sellout workshops. With a focus on website traffic and an affection for emerging technologies, Laura quickly recognized the potential that Pinterest offered to generate massive amounts of website traffic and became a power user of the super hot site from day one. Laura has discovered insider secrets for driving floods of targeted traffic with Pinterest, and she's trained hundreds of others to do the same. She has earned a reputation as the go-to Pinterest marketing expert for businesses and marketers alike. Laura and I met at a Ryan Lee event, and her presentation and training on Pinterest was amazing. So let's get right to my special interview with Laura Wage.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm really, really honored to be here and to be able to share a lot of these strategies with your audience.
Oh, cool. So, you know, Laura, Pinterest is so new, and I don't even know if emerging covers it. It's so new. In fact, I tell people, you know, I started getting into Pinterest literally about 2 months ago, and I still feel I'm dabbling in it. And, you know, I guess it's perhaps the latest foray or platform into social media marketing, and it's truly, you know, taking the country by storm in terms of the amount of traffic it's getting. But yet so many entrepreneurs and small business owners, a lot of the ones that I talk to, still, you know, most of them haven't even heard of Pinterest. So my first question is if you could just tell us, what is Pinterest and why we should even care about Pinterest?
Absolutely. You know, it is a great question, Jim, and it did come out of nowhere. So they launched in closed beta in March of 2010, and now they are the third largest referral traffic site worldwide, and they have more than 25 million unique visitors each and every month. Now, when you think about the fact that what Pinterest is, and I'm going to put this in the simplest context to begin with, just so people can sort of visualize it. Think about if you were to walk into your own office and you have a bulletin board on your wall, and any of your coworkers or employees can walk in and physically pin a picture or pin an item to your bulletin board. Well, that's exactly what Pinterest is, only they've created these bulletin boards in an online format. So you can have online bulletin boards where you can showcase great videos. People usually don't realize videos can go on there, but you can showcase great videos, great pictures, how-tos, and you can do so in a way where you're setting up these boards to target a specific niche or a specific type of audience. So in its simplest form, that's really all it is an online bulletin board. But while it's been very, very simple in terms of its design, its creative abilities makes it so wide and diverse in terms of the way that you can approach it and leverage it.
That is, I shared with you before we jumped on the call here, I had two weddings. Both my daughters got married in the last 12 months. My first introduction to Pinterest was, you know, a typical evening for Stephanie, my wife, and I, we're sitting on the couch, TV's usually on, but she has her laptop, I have my iPad, you know, and so I look over and she's going back and forth pinning these pictures of wedding dresses and wedding cakes and bouquets and all these different wedding things. And I said, what are you doing? She goes, I'm just showing Amanda some stuff or showing Jessica some stuff. And, oh, she's pinning back. And I'm like, I have no idea what that is. That was my first introduction to Pinterest. And therefore, you know, I think that's why it took me actually a little bit while. Boy, some good English. That's why it took me a little while to kind of get on board and think about, you know, how I could use it to market my business. Because I originally thought it's for women and it's for recipes and wedding dresses. So I don't know if I'm unique in that way or not, but that was my first introduction to Pinterest.
Yeah, I love hearing you say that because that is the most common perception of Pinterest, that it's all about wedding designs, pretty hairdos, and pinning recipes. And true, when Pinterest first launched, 80% of its demographic here in the U.S. was women pinning those types of items. But what's really, really interesting and why, really this will kind of give clarity as to why I jumped into it from a business perspective and really wanted to understand it more, is that there's two things that it has going for it that are absolutely tremendous. For one, the links that are embedded, so when she was saying she was pinning those images, the links that are embedded in those images, which is an inherent part of the platform, those are what are called do-follow links. And I don't want to get into a whole SEO tutorial here. That would be a completely separate thing in and of itself. But what it means is that from an SEO perspective and from an ability to get in there and say, I'm going to leverage Pinterest to be able to drive traffic to my website and be able to get my website up in the ranking, it contributes a tremendous amount of value. So the do-follow links are part of it. But the second piece of that equation that is so huge is that Pinterest has a page rank of 8. And so what that means is that anytime you've got a do-follow link that's coming from a high-authority site, a site that has a page rank of 8 or higher, you're going to get even more Google juice. So from a business-building perspective, when you get past the fact that it's not just about the pretty images that are on there, it really has tremendous value to build your business in a bunch of different ways.
You know, I was being interviewed by, I forget who it was. Oh, it was Lee Miltier interviewed me a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, she says, Jim, you spend so much time on social media. In reality, I don't spend a lot of time. It looks like I do, but, you know, I've managed to, you know, create a system that works for me. But she said, you know, there's so many people who champion social media and so many people who kind of poo-poo it. So why do you spend so much time using it as a marketing tool? And I said, you know what, that's a very good question, and I'm not going to give you a canned answer. I'll tell you what immediately pops into my head. I said, I think social media is all about connecting. It's all about conversation. And when you connect and converse and even share, that leads to relationships. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think that's very powerful. And so when I realized and started learning a little bit more about Pinterest, Laura, you know, in fact, how people, it is about how people get to know you. So you form your own boards and you see, again, it's like, well, here's what books I like, here's what movies I like, here's what food or restaurants I go to, here's my dream vacation home. It helps you learn a little bit more about people that you want to be connected with. I think we all want to be part of, you know, community, if you will, kind of saying community with quotes. And so I think Pinterest is really powerful. And then when I started learning about Pinterest and, you know, I you said this a minute ago about the Google juice and things like that, boom, that's all I needed to know. And that's when I kind of jumped in and really started getting involved and, again, was really happy to learn more from you at Ryan's event. You know, so Laura, I see a lot of you know, pretty images on Pinterest, but let's talk about because a lot of the folks that are listening to this CD or reading the transcript, they're mostly entrepreneurs and small business owners. Why would they want to have a presence on Pinterest?
Yeah, it's a great, great question. Well, there's two different ways that you want to look at this. There's from the perspective of leveraging the SEO value and the benefits there, And then there's also the ability to grow your business and create a targeted audience using the pins that are on there to attract the right people. And I love what you just said in terms of content and community. I have a saying that I live by, and I always share this with my clients, and it's such an important part of me helping them to launch a business. And it's that content is king and community is his queen. And when you stay focused on content, and that's valuable content that really, really, you know, just gives tremendous value to your audience, and then you are focused on community. I actually have a sticky note on my my desk here. It says, "How can I love my list today?" So it's all about providing ongoing content to your community and being able to nurture and grow it. And Pinterest is a phenomenal platform for that. You can expand your brand awareness. You can engage your audience. You've got the king and queen reigning your court with content and community, and it really opens you up in a whole new way. There's so many strategic ways that you can use Pinterest. It's not just about pinning images. It really is about being strategic, knowing what your largest goal is, and then creating a Pinterest marketing campaign that supports you and drives you to that goal. So even as a solopreneur, I've got one client that is a health and fitness coach. Even as a health and fitness coach, it makes complete sense for him. One of the things that we did for him is created a board where each board has a different video for an exercise that he recommends targeting a specific body part. And then based on, and it's him teaching in these videos. Each video is only 2 to 3 minutes long. They're all on one board. And then from that one board, he's also got pins on there on how they can reach out and contact him. So, again, it's about being strategic, and it applies to every business when you truly understand Pinterest and you know how to make it work for you.
So that's a really good example. And I can so I think people listening to this would say, okay, sure, if you're connected on Pinterest and I somehow am connected to, like, this fitness instructor, your client, and I go to the board with the videos, that's going to be very, very helpful. How does somebody who's searching, for fitness information or something like that actually locally find your client and find the videos and things like that?
Absolutely. So, similar to, Twitter, you can do hashtags in your description boxes. So hashtag fitness in that example, that's one way. And there's a search area within Pinterest where you can search for the types of pins that you're looking for. I'm going to guess that's probably what your wife was doing when she was finding wedding dresses and then wedding cakes and all the different things that she was specifically seeking. And then there's also the ability where each one of your boards is actually categorized. So when you're looking at Pinterest, you can either do a general search. You can just see what's on the general board. You can do a specific search. You can search by a category. There's all different ways for you to get to the information that you're trying to find.
That's pretty cool. You know, last Friday I interviewed an expert on LinkedIn, and he was showing us, he actually had everybody that was on our call Google his name. And in the Google search results, I think almost the first full page, if not maybe the first 3 to 4 listings, were LinkedIn links, okay? So are you saying that somebody searching for certain things, will Pinterest come up in the Google organic search results?
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Now people are paying attention. So I think if you're driving, stay on the road, but just listen to this. So tell us a little bit about that, because I think that's really the big part right there.
Yeah, it's huge. In fact, you know, you probably have heard the buzz and all the excitement over the fact that videos, especially YouTube videos, get indexed so quickly on Google. Part of that's because Google owns YouTube. But videos get indexed faster than almost any other type of content. Pinterest gets indexed very quickly as well. However, you can actually pin YouTube videos to Pinterest. You can make sure that the title of the video and the description in the pin are leveraging the keywords that you want to be searched for. So, you know, go back to the previous example. If somebody wants to be found as a fitness coach, they can make sure that fitness coach is in the title of the YouTube video, fitness coach is in the description of the pin, And now when somebody does a Google search for a fitness coach, they have an incredibly high likelihood of being in the top rankings within the first one or two pages of Google. And if you do this repeatedly and you leverage the same keywords, you absolutely will get to a point where you are taking over the rankings with that strategy.
Oh, my gosh, that is so cool. Wow, that's like a huge nugget. So Laura, obviously, you know, I can see Pinterest, and I think even people brand new to it can start are starting to awaken to the possibilities, especially for online businesses. But what about offline businesses? I'm sure they can benefit as well, right?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you asked. I did a little test with a couple of local clients, and I wanted to see if they were truly getting traffic from the money that they were spending to have a Yellow Pages entry, or would they get better traffic if we created a local presence on Pinterest for them. So we set up a Pinterest presence where, as an example, in Pinterest, you, unlike Facebook, where you have a business profile, Pinterest just has one flavor. So you have to make the profile fit your business. So an example of doing that is that it has a slot for a first name and a slot for a last name. If you are let's say that you're John Doe fitness coach in Alpharetta, Georgia, you could make your first name John Doe fitness coach and your last name in Alpharetta, Georgia. Now you're starting to set yourself up so that those are the same, you know, the same types of content that the search engines are going to look for when somebody's doing a local search. Then you add those types of descriptions to the actual bio box. You make sure that you include the phone number to your business. In the location, instead of just listing a city, you actually put your full business, physical business address. And so there's ways that you can actually position yourself on Pinterest so that you create a profile that comes up when somebody is doing a local search to find whatever it is, you know, a carpet cleaner in San Francisco, or, you know, it doesn't matter. You can set up your profile to achieve that.
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Laura has more great tips and strategies about using Pinterest to drive traffic to your website. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. Those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects. And those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we're back. So let's get right back to my interview with Pinterest marketing expert, Laura Wage.
So just to be clear, if somebody was to, I want to first of all recap and then get to my next question. So when someone's doing a YouTube video and they set, you know, with the title and the description, it's all the keywords, and when you embed that YouTube video on one of your Pinterest boards, that is going to help your Pinterest page come up under the organic search results, right?
Yes, going to help. It's going to help that specific pin.
Right.
So any pin will get those results, but when you combine a video into the pin, it's like double dipping on the Google juice.
Wow. All right. So then, let's say somebody does all that, and then they get all the double dip in the Google juice, and they go to the Pinterest, they go to that video, they're going, even if they're brand new to Pinterest, they're going, wow, what's this, right? So then, obviously, they see your picture, and if they click on your picture, that brings up your profile, And that's where hopefully, especially if it's a local business, that's where they're going to make the connection that you just talked about.
Well, and it doesn't even have to be, yes, that would be one way. You can also include additional pins because every board is going to have multiple pins. You can have a video pin sitting right next to a call to action pin that says, click this image to learn how you can hire me to be your fitness coach. So all of that can be on the same board. And any pin that you create, once your pins, you know your keyword research, you include the keyword research in your title, in your board description, in your pin description, all of those get indexed by Google. Any one of them could come up. So when you're again, I'm going to go back to the word strategic. When you are strategically setting up your Pinterest presence, and it doesn't take much to do so, then you will see yourself coming up in the search engines for every different keyword phrase that you've put into your different pins and boards.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So the one that you just said about, if you're interested in a fitness coach, so that pin, that's actually an image. It could be something you create. It's almost like a display ad, if you will. And when they click that, is that when the description comes up?
Nope, that'll link them back to when they click an image, it goes back to whatever the link is that you've embedded in the image.
Okay, so that could be your website then for more, how to connect with you.
It could be a website. It could be an opt-in list that you have when you're giving away a free chapter of your book. It could be three free diet tips. That's where the strategic nature, what's that bigger goal? How are you going to create a Pinterest marketing plan that pulls people into your bigger goal and makes doing business with you a no-brainer? That's where all of that comes into play.
You know, it just occurred to me kind of off topic is when I asked that last question, which was factually wrong. Thank you for correcting me. People that are listening to this going, Jim, for goodness sakes, would you go take the course you just bought from Laura so I can really get myself squared away here. But you know what? We're all learning together, folks. That's the fun part of this. One of the questions I get asked all the time, Laura, is there any industry, that a newsletter will not work with? And I say, absolutely not. So let me ask you, are there any industries that wouldn't necessarily be a good fit for Pinterest?
I love getting that question. And, I think a lot of people, especially of Pinterest, ask that question because they think that it's only applicable to female-dominated industries where your, female audience is your niche. But because of the SEO benefits and because of the way that you can leverage this in other ways, not just about the pretty picture on the site, I have yet to find a business online or off that is not a good fit for Pinterest. But again, if you don't understand the real depths of Pinterest, if you look at Pinterest as pretty wedding images, then you're not going to understand how it applies. It's when you really start to peel back the layers and understand it that it can become a true traffic gold mine for you.
I'm a big believer in giving. Great Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. So I'm always giving, sharing, and giving away information, free training, things like that. So I suspect that it's the same with Pinterest as far as, if you want people to repin your stuff, and you should go out and repin their stuff also. Is that fair?
Yeah, it is. But interestingly, like Twitter is very much like that, right? It's
tit
for tat, I'll pin you, I'll follow you, you follow me. Pinterest actually is not governed the same way, because people on Pinterest are looking for things that are eye-catching or that are of value. As an example, sometimes I will post a free chapter to a book and with a call to action that says, click here to download the entire book. Or I'll post three different videos in a 10-part series and then click here to get access to the rest of the series. And that's all about value, about, giving valuable content, making it engaging, and it has nothing to do with repinning other people. But that gets repinned a lot because there's so much value behind it. So it is, in terms of building your followers, it is very, very good. It's very beneficial to follow others. They'll follow you and to build that way. But you will actually find that the best way to build your Pinterest followers and your Pinterest presence and to get the repins is actually just by posting unique, engaging, valuable content.
Okay. So it doesn't really have the same kind of reciprocal benefit that a Twitter or maybe even Facebook has. This is a little more unique. It's more about, again, what you're posting. So I get that. Is there anything, when you create boards, is there anything, let me reframe my question. Do you ever see an entrepreneur or a business having multiple Pinterest accounts, or do you just have one is it better to have multiple boards under one account? Do you know what I mean? Suppose somebody's a coach or a consultant.
It really depends, and I'll tell you why it depends. I have multiple Pinterest accounts. It's because I have multiple businesses that are unrelated. So, as an example, I'm involved, it's going to sound very strange, but I'm involved in a cookie business, and we sell online food goods. Well, that wouldn't make any sense on my internet marketing board. Now, I'm an internet marketer, first and foremost. So on the Laura Wage boards and on my Laura Wage account, it's all about my internet marketing and my personal passions. Those other ones, you wouldn't even know they're me because I have them set up under their businesses because they're not related and they don't go together. So what I tell people is that if they're all related, let's say you are a coach, and let's say that you have one board dedicated to online marketing strategies for your clients, and another for offline marketing strategies, and another for how to write a book. Those, if they all make sense to go together, they should just be individual boards within the same account. But if all of a sudden you're going to throw in there a business that you have selling organic dog treats, that wouldn't make any sense, and you should start a separate Pinterest account for the organic dog treats. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And if your business is somewhat, congruent, if you have multiple businesses, like I have No Hassle Social Media, No Hassle Newsletters, author, coach, and all that. So they're all somewhat related. So that it really makes sense for me, therefore, to just have maybe multiple boards to pin to under my account.
Exactly. So for you personally, you should have Jim Palmer as the account, and then you should have a board for each one of those businesses because those businesses are related.
Okay. What's the ratio, as you said, I should have multiple boards for my different businesses. I know I happen to believe with social media, you should maybe sell 10% of the time or even approach an offer or anything like that. Again, I think it's more about relationship and connecting. Is it the same with Pinterest? I mean, should you don't want to go in there and every pin you open up, it's directing them to an offer or, in some way, shape, or form, collecting email addresses, things like that, or am I off base there too?
Again, it depends on the business model, and I subscribe to the same train of thought that you do, where it really is all about content and value. But I'll tell you, a great Pinterest account that I love is AMC Theaters. And the reason that I love their Pinterest account is not because I'm a huge movie buff. It's because they do a phenomenal job of collecting information on that site. So what they do is a bunch of giveaways, and then each one of those giveaways, in order to enter it, so they have a picture on the board, they have a pin of what the giveaway is. When you click on the pin, you actually go to basically what's an opt-in form. It's the form where you enter to win that sweepstakes, but they're capturing all of the data in those forms. People are willing to give the information, to give their personal information up because they want to be entered in that drawing. So in their case, every single one of their boards and every single one of the pins on those boards is collecting data. For them, it makes sense. For somebody like me, it doesn't make sense. And the other side of that spectrum is that a lot of traditional affiliate internet marketers have actually had their accounts, their Pinterest accounts, shut down because they come off as being spammers, just putting out a bunch of cheap product links to try and earn an affiliate commission. So it's definitely a balance, and it has to match your business model. So you want to keep that in mind when you're looking at what that percentage should be for you. For me, I go by the same rule as you. I usually put about 90% content and 10% of it links back to something that they can opt in for.
I hope you enjoyed this very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with my new friend, Laura Wage. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.